things that were not done in Atlanta that allowed over 100 guns to be transported into the airport. Then the employee goes up into the sterile area, into the men's restroom, and transfers the weapons to a passenger who has come through security. Atlanta has now complied. So that's Atlanta, Miami, Orlando. What about the rest of the 297 airports nationwide?
Senator, I had exactly the same question, and it was a wake-up call for Atlanta, and as you've noted, they put a lot of measures in place, both the private sector.
But what about the other 297?
So earlier this year, I ordered a detailed vulnerability assessment across the entire system for those other airports that you mentioned. That assessment, the results of that assessment are coming in this month, and that the purpose of that assessment was to answer that very specific question. First and foremost, what have you done? But what's the nature of your insider population?
Right.
Who are the employers?
That's the question.
What are
what's
they doing?
The answer?
And the answer is that there's been a lot of movement in terms of reducing security access points across the system. There's been a lot of movement to greatly enhance the oversight of that insider population, both by TSA as well as by the employers.
A lot of movement.
And what I'm going to have to provide to you in a report is once we evaluate all of these that are in, then that's going to drive us to add requirements into the aviation security, the airport security plans for each of those airports to take the best practices that we're finding from Miami, from Orlando, from Atlanta, and to drive those into the other airports across the country.
Well,
I was concerned that we hadn't had a lot of specifics on that.
Mr. Administrator, the best practices are obvious. You have to check the airport employees. So is your testimony today that nothing's been done?
No, sir, that's not my testimony. We've done quite a bit. We are checking. So TSA itself has increased the number of inspections of employees by fivefold just in the past 5 months. And we do that ourselves.
But you don't have enough resources.
And then the airports themselves.
You've got to get the airports to do it.
And they are doing that, airport by airport.
Well, give us the report.
I will. And that's coming your way, sir, because we're evaluating. I wanted to give you good specifics from the vulnerability assessments that we conducted so that I could give you specific answers airport by airport to exactly the question you're asking. And those are all due this week is a deadline for getting those in, and we'll compile that report and we'll get it to the committee so that you have it.
Why couldn't that have been done in time to report to this committee, since that was such an obvious question that you were going to be asked?
Well, I think the answer I would have to that is that I didn't have, I felt, adequate specifics to satisfy this committee on the specific measures taken. So that's why we went back and I ordered a very specific vulnerability assessment airport by airport. It was done on a very short time frame. It was done in conjunction with the recommendations from the Aviation Security Advisory Committee, and it was done in a way that ensured that I could give very specific answers and, more importantly, provide very specific direction with respect to the requirements that we're going to put in place. That said, we have greatly enhanced the oversight, and airports have greatly enhanced their oversight already. So it's not as if nothing's been done. I want to know exactly what it has been so that we can ensure consistency across the entire system.